Here is the latest news from the Associated Press and the Thumb Broadcasting News. I'm Dina Budrek. And Huron County values surged since the 2023 equalization report, with total taxable value for 2024 reaching approximately $2.85 billion, a 6.07% increase from last year. Expired tax breaks like those for industrial facilities tax abatements contributed, along with new wind turbines in Huron Township. Director Jason Daniels attributes much of the industrial value spike to these factors. The inflation rate cap multiplier set at 5% by the U.S. Department of Labor has also played a role. Property tax inflation has been capped at 5% since Proposal A in 1995, with Michigan using the Federal Consumer Price Index to gauge fluctuations. Daniels outlines increases in taxable value by property class from 2023 to 2024, including a 15.20% surge in industrial value, and notable rises in residential, commercial, agricultural, and personal property values. You can view more about that on the full written article on thumbnet.net. And in a late-night operation on May 1st, the Huron County Sheriff's Department swiftly responded to a distress call from a 12-year-old in McKinley Township. Deputy Nathan Lepick was dispatched to a wooded, swampy area at the western end of Crown Road, where the young caller reported his mother missing. According to Sheriff Kelly Hansen, the teenager informed Deputy Lepick that he, along with his 9-year-old brother, had been mushroom hunting with their parents and a family friend when the mother wandered off and became lost. Despite contacting her son via her cell phone to relay her situation, she hesitated to call 911 directly. Upon Deputy Lepick's encouragement, the mother eventually made the call to 911, allowing dispatchers to approximate her location. With nightfall descending, additional deputies and emergency personnel, including the Windsor Township Fire Department, were mobilized for the search. Sergeant Bradley Strisky located the missing woman amidst dense vegetation and knee-deep water. Prompt action by the Windsor Fire Department facilitated her safe extrication. The 37-year-old, along with her companions, was escorted back to McKinley Township residents, leaving behind the golf cart they had used for transportation. Sheriff Hansen stated that alcohol likely had a role in this incident that could have easily resulted in more than picker cuts and wet feet. All responders cleared the scene before midnight on Wednesday. And the Sebring Police Department issued a crime alert on Facebook after a silver 2003 Buick sedan was stolen from the village during the overnight hours of Monday to Tuesday. The car, left unlocked with keys in the ignition, was parked in the victim's driveway and discovered missing around 2 p.m. on Tuesday. A few blocks away, an unlocked pickup truck was also targeted. A brown bifold wallet containing nearly $200, credit cards, and identification was taken during the same time frame. The stolen vehicle was apprehended around 1:30 a.m. on Wednesday by Sterling Heights Police Department. Both the driver and passenger, hailing from the Detroit metro area, were arrested for possession of the stolen vehicle and also possession of fentanyl, possession of drug paraphernalia, multiple warrants, and traffic violations. Chief Stephen Repke of the Sebring Police Department cautioned residents against leaving keys in vehicles and valuables in unlocked cars, emphasizing the prevention of easy targets for potential criminals. And we'll be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
Tom Lonsberry Outdoors. For hunting and fishing tips and everything outdoors. And here's your host, Tom Lonsberry.
I'm Tom Lonsberry, inviting you to join me around the old campfire noon on Sundays on FM Cruise 102.1 and 215 on AM 1340 for stories of hunting, fishing, and great outdoor sporting products. On my show, Tom Lonsberry Outdoors, we'll go on trips together not only in the United States and Canada, but around the globe to Europe, Africa, and many other fascinating places to discuss outdoor sporting products, hunting and fishing, and everything outdoors. So join me every Sunday right here on WLEW FM Cruise 102.1 at noon and 215 on AM 1340 around the old campfire for Tom Lonsberry Outdoors.
Denver, back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news. National Heat Stroke Prevention Day, observed on May 3rd, serves as a poignant reminder of the deadly consequences of leaving children unattended in hot cars. Over the past 25 years, more than 965 children have tragically lost their lives to heat stroke in vehicles, with 2018 and 2019 marking record high numbers of fatalities. It's crucial to understand that these incidences are entirely preventable. Children are particularly vulnerable as their bodies heat up much faster than adults, and the temperature inside a car can escalate rapidly. Preventative measures include never leaving a child alone in the vehicle, thorough checks of the entire car before locking it, and creating visual reminders such as placing personal items in the back seat. Community involvement is essential, with bystanders urged to secure their vehicles and take immediate action by calling 911 if they spot a child alone in a locked car. By raising awareness and taking proactive steps, we can work together to prevent further tragedies and keep our children safe. And last weekend, two separate incidences along the Flint River resulted in the tragic loss of two young lives. A 7-year-old boy identified as having special needs drowned near the riverbank after wandering off. Less than 24 hours later, a 6-year-old girl went missing after slipping into the river on Sunday, April 28th. Genesee County Sheriff Chris Swanson, speaking to USA Today, recounted the events leading to the girl's disappearance. She and another child slid down a cement bank into the river, with only the older child managing to climb out. Despite immediate search efforts, the murky waters and strong currents hindered rescue operations, prompting the transition to recovery missions. The search involved over 75 to 100 personnel and volunteers daily, supported by specialized dive teams with advanced technology. The tragic conclusion came around 10:15 a.m. on Saturday, May 4th, nearly a week later, when the girl's body was recovered just south of the Ballinger Highway Bridge behind McLaren Health System. Sheriff Swanson emphasized caution around waterways, urging residents to prioritize safety measures. And Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen argues that a fractured democracy can have destructive efforts on the economy. In an address delivered on Friday, Yellen never mentioned Republican presidential hopeful Donald Trump by name, but hinted at his potential influence if he gains the White House. Yellen used economic data to paint a picture of how disregard for democratic institutions can bring economic harm. Yellen's remarks serve as a soft warning for business leaders who may overlook Trump's disregard for modern democratic norms, because they prefer his vision of achieving growth by slashing taxes and stripping away regulations. And that's the news we have for this hour here on Thumb Broadcasting. I'm Dina Bruderick. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, just head on over to thumbnet.net.